David has a great meeting, and it's going to be one of his last. And he's come down now to the end of his life. And he's going to have a message for Israel and for Solomon that the nation can hear. This was very wise on David's part. I'm now in chapter 28. And David assembled all the princes of Israel, the princes of the tribes, and the captains of the companies that ministered to the king by course, and the captains over the thousands, captains over the hundreds, and the stewards over all the substance and possession of the king and of his sons, with the officers, with the mighty men, with all the valiant men under Jerusalem. Now, we find David standing up and speaking to them. There are several things here that I do want to call your attention to. David will not get away from this position of frank confession to the people. The reason that God would not let him build the temple was because he was a bloody man, and that he had now commissioned Solomon, that God had done it, and God had chosen Solomon. The very interesting thing is that David turns all the responsibility over to God for Solomon. He makes it, I think, very clear he didn't choose him.